This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein, here with the third installment of my interview with Lori Starr, Arizona Trail Thru Hiker.
I do know that Chaco would not be allowed in the national parks, so how did you manage that?
Well, yeah, and so that would be on the Arizona Trail, that's Saguaro National Park and the Grand Canyon. Those are the two places he wasn't allowed. Easy, I mean, I'm in Tucson, so Saguaro, not a problem. My daughter took him. And then the Grand Canyon was just a circus, a logistical circus. I ended up, I got my van up to the area, and I left Chaco in Flagstaff. Then I drove back to South Rim, hiked to the canyon, got a shuttle back to the South Rim, drove to Flagstaff, picked him up, drove back to the North Rim, and started again. So that 21 miles, that probably cost me $500, you know, in dog sitting and gas and the shuttle. But it was so worth it. But those were the only two spots, so a dog is allowed everywhere else, and although people were quite surprised to see a dog.
Well, and he's a lab mix, correct?
No, but he's a lot of big things. He's a Great Pyrenees and all kinds of other giant.
Oh, wow.
Giant.
So he never went off and gathered up a bunch of cows and said, hey, they're with us now.
He did. Yeah, he does have those herding tendencies. He did that once with a calf. He herded a little calf back to the trail. But he leaves horses alone. He's very respectful of horses. And,
Did he get to meet any elk along the way?
Not up close and personal, but he definitely is interested in elk. He chased a few. I didn't always have him on a leash, and he did chase a few. But he's good about recall, so he came back.
Well, most, and I'm thinking he probably had panniers of his own and carried some of his own food and water.
He did till about mile 600, maybe 650. But I was getting worried that he was going to drop out, or I got so focused. I wanted to finish, and he was clearly getting tired. So probably the last 150 miles, I carried everything for him. But he did a good job on the first, you know, for three quarters of the trail.
That's huge.
Yeah, and he eats a ton. So that is, it was a welcome assistance.
Wow. Well, I just got to say congratulations, and what, Pacific Crest next? No, I'm kidding with you.
No, Superior Hiking Trail next.
Okay.
We need, Chaco gets to weigh in on the critical variables here, and he has said more trees, more water. So we're going to go to Minnesota, and it's shorter too, so a little easier to plan for.
Hopefully cooler. Do you have target time?
I'm going to do it in the fall. I'm not a fan of the Minnesota mosquitoes or deer flies. So we'll go in the fall.
Oh, yes. The state bird is the mosquito.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I got my eye on that in the fall.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again. And what an accomplishment.
Thank you, Eb.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberlein.